Good morning, boys. You have any prayer requests this morning?
Lord, yes, God. My dad in his heart.
Anything else? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we just want to thank you for all your many blessings to us, all your goodness and mercy. Ask that you bless us, prepare our hearts to hear your words you have for us this morning and apply it to our lives. We ask to be with Floyd and Jessica as they're prepared to travel here, whenever that may be. Let their paperwork go smoothly. Peter, his heart. We just ask that you be with all the brothers and sisters here and around the world, Father. Keep them in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. We're in Proverbs 23 this morning. It starts out, the heading of it says, understanding and priority. If you sit down to dine at a table of princes, understand carefully the things put before you, and apply your hand, knowing you should prepare certain things. And if you are insatiable, do not desire its delicacies, for these things belong to a false life. Okay. Does anybody know what that word insatiable means? I looked it up, so I didn't know. It means that you are unable to satisfy your appetite. It means you almost, I think it maybe even means like gluttonous. Like you would sit down at a table with all this nice food on it and you couldn't get enough of something that's really good, like a piece of cake or something. You just couldn't get enough of it. You just kept eating and eating and eating. And it just talks about, it says, if you are insatiable, meaning you're not easy to satisfy your appetite with it, or it, there's other meanings too, but that's the best one. It's just, it means you need to understand carefully the things before you. Just basically it's saying don't be a glutton, I guess. But then it goes on to talk about, you know, it says, for these things belong to a false life. And it goes on down here, it talks about, if you are poor, do not measure yourself to a rich man, but keep away from this in your thinking. If you fix your eye on him, we will disappear. He will disappear. For wings like an eagle's are prepared for him, and he returns to the house of his master. Do not dine with an envious man, neither desire his foods. For as someone who may swallow a hair, so he eats and drinks. Neither invite him in, nor eat your morsel with him. For he will vomit it forth and maltreat your good words. Speak nothing into the ears of a man without discernment, lest he treat your wise words with contempt. So it's just saying there, you know, find it now, but basically what I was reading that this morning and thinking about it, and it was saying, you know, basically don't be trying to look to a rich man and compare yourself to him to try to eat the delicacies. Like, you know, they have they call them delicacies in their food. I don't know what else, like expensive food. It's just very little of it, but it's really expensive. And so it's saying, basically, it's foolish to try to eat those little things. Like, if it costs so much money and you only have just enough for that little bit of food, that's not going to sustain you. But the rich people, they have money that they can just spend on that just because they just have the money to. And it's just, that's why it talks about not being rich, because that's foolishness to spend money when you could be helping someone else. So it's just talking about just stay humble. And don't compare yourself to rich men. Speak nothing into the ears of a man without discernment, lest he treat your wise words with contempt. Do not remove the internal landmarks, and do not enter possession of orphans. For the Lord who redeems them is mighty, and he will judge their cause with you. Give your heart to instruction, and prepare your ears for words of perception. Do not withhold instruction from a child, for if you should strike him with a rod, he would not die. For you shall strike him with a rod and deliver his soul from death. So they're just talking about that, you know, when we growing up, we all got in trouble and we'd get spankings. And nowadays people would say that's mean to do that to your children. But the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chastised. And it talks about, you know, he that spares the rod spoils a child. So the Bible does say that you should instruct your children. And sometimes with a rod, if they need a spanking, give it to them. So just talking about that, just kind of all goes together there. For if you strike him with a rod, then deliver his soul from death. So it's saying if you instruct your child, you deliver his soul. It might hurt right now, but it's good for him in the end, because it's good for us in the end, because it teaches us not to do wrong things or to obey our parents, or so that we can obey God in our older years. My son, if your heart becomes wise, you will also gladden my heart, and your lips shall spend time with the words on my lips, if they be upright. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be in fear of the Lord the whole day long. For if you keep these words, you shall have offspring, and your hope will not depart from you. Hear, my son, and become wise, and direct aright the thoughts of your heart. Do not be a wine bibber, neither provide contributions of meats or goods at drinking parties. For every drunkard and fornicator shall become impoverished. You know what that word impoverished means? Yeah. So it's saying, it's basically saying, you know, no drinking, or not to be at parties with drinking and stuff like that, I guess. Doesn't say you have to contribute to it, or you'll become impoverished. And every sluggard shall clothe himself with tattered and ragged garments. Hear, my son, your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother, because she has grown old. A righteous father rears his child well, and his soul rejoices in a wise son. Let your father and mother be glad in you, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a house of prostitution is a pierced vessel, and a strange and empty well. For he shall perish suddenly, and every lawless man shall be destroyed. Who has woe? Who has torment? Who has condemnation? Who has unpleasantness and gossip? Who has afflictions and with no purpose? Whose eyes are pale? Is it not those who linger long with wines? Is it not those who hunt for the whereabouts of drinking parties? Do not be drunk with wine, but keep company with righteous men, and keep company in public walks. For if you set your eyes up to the bowls and cups, afterwards you will walk about more naked than ground meat. And at last he stretches himself out as one bitten by a serpent, and the venom spreads through him as one bitten by a horned serpent. When your eyes beheld a strange woman, then your mouth will speak twisted things, and you will lie down as in the heart of a sea, as a pilot in a great storm. And you will say, they beat me, but I did not suffer, and they mocked me, but I knew it not. When will it be morning, that I may go seek those with whom I may company? So it's just talking about there, be wise who you spend time with. It's says, you know, do not be drunk with wine, but keep company with righteous men. So all this stuff that it's talking about is what the lawless and wicked men do. You know, they say, who has woe and condemnation and unpleasantness and gossip? All these things, it says, is it not those who linger long with wines? And it's not even really just about that. It's more who you choose to hang out with, or who are the people you surround yourself with. But it says, but if you surround yourself with righteous men, those things aren't a problem. I mean, that you still have trials and tribulations, but you have righteous men to build you up and not tear you down. Can't remember where I heard something the other day or read something, but it was something along the lines of, if you don't choose to be with men or people that expect great things out of you, then you don't get any better yourself, because if you don't choose to be with people who expect good things out of you, then you hang out with people that expect you to do whatever you want, and then that's just not good for your heart, because it just, you do whatever you want. You have no shame or desire to do good. You just do what feels good with your friends or with people you hang out with or people you're around. But if you hang out with men that are good and righteous, they expect that out of you. Even though if they don't say it, you still have that respect in you to honor other people around you to better yourself. I can't remember where that saying was. I think it's the same. I'll have to look that up, I guess. But I thought it was kind of neat, interesting the other day. But for next week, I want you guys to... I was thinking earlier about, you know, just to be content with what you have is kind of what this was. Priorities. I was just thinking that, you know, it says don't be looking to rich men or compare yourself to them. Just kind of be content with what you have. And I was thinking about next week, you guys find verses or examples in the Bible or a story maybe you know of someone who was content where they was at, or was content with, like for example, David. He was tending his father's sheep. He was just content where he's at, but God used him. Find examples like that, or find examples of someone who wasn't content and the trouble they got into, like Lot and Abraham. When Lot chose the best pasture for himself, he wasn't content just to dwell peacefully with. He chose the best. I don't know if that really works, but basically he got into trouble because he wasn't content of just living. So, I don't know if that makes sense. Any questions? Okay. So you remember work from last week, I guess.
Last week we were supposed to find a verse in the Bible about wisdom. I found Proverbs 21:24. Desires kill a slothful man, for his hands choose to be idle.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Wisdom. How do you lean? Wisdom helps you trust in the Lord.
Proverbs 4:10. For I teach you the ways of wisdom and set you on upright paths.
Proverbs 3:1. My son, hear the Do not forget the laws of. Do not forget my laws, but let your heart keep my word.
I got Psalms 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
I got Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 36. If you see a man with understanding, rise early in the morning and let your feet wear out his threshold.
Psalm 110, verse 10. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and a good understanding is in all who practice it. His praise continues unto ages of ages. And some people, you know, you have to fear the Lord to have wisdom. You can know all kinds of things and be real intelligent, but if you don't fear the Lord, you don't have anything.
I had Wisdom of Sirach 6:18. My son, from your youth up, listen to instruction, and you will find wisdom in your old age.
One of the most wise things we can do is ask God for answers. And like it says in Job 12:13, with him are wisdom and power. With him are counsel and understanding.
Proverbs 10, verse 1. A wise son makes his father glad, but a son without discernment is a grief to his mother.
Proverbs 2, 1. My son, if you receive the words of my commandment and hide them within yourself, your ear will be obedient to wisdom, and you will incline your heart to understanding.
Psalm 36, 30. The mouth of the righteous meditates on wisdom, and his tongue shall speak of judgment.
Matthew 11:19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said to him, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any affection of mercy, fulfill my joy. And be of the same mind, or be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. I had it earlier, sorry. Be of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but with lowliness of mind, let each of you esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others.